Give me a second. I have to start over. Wait.
No, whenever you're ready, I'll just cut out the beginning.
Okay. Sorry. Really, I'm seriously punchy this morning.
That's all right.
No, it's awesome.
And
it's
you
good.
Had a bird in your
it's
house.
It's good. Oh, my God. I had a bird in my house. I tossed and turned from 3:30 to 7:30. Figured out what
everybody
I was
doing. Had insomnia last night.
Crazy. It was crazy.
Hill had insomnia last night.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Dun, dun. Okay. All right. You can start.
All right.
I you know, it's funny is because with my show, we play the music and then we go into it. And uh-huh. So I'm hearing. So I was like waiting for the Toncast music. So I'm good. Then I can just
yeah,
start
this
anytime.
This is not fancy.
No. It's good. Okay. It's totally fun. All right. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. We're recording, so you go
fantastic.
When you
all
want
right.
to start.
I'm so glad you have all of that down. All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toncast. I'm Sophie Venable, your host. And as you know, here on the Toncast, we talk about my friends and yours, Monica, Rachel, Ross, Joey Chandler, and Phoebe. And we have just, you know, enjoyed all of their exploits and getting to see into their lives. And I am so excited today because my guest, Todd Robert Anderson, is an actor.
I am an actor.
Like a real actor.
Well,
so
I'm sure.
He could get to be on the show. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Todd Robert Anderson.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for being
Are you
here.
Saying I can possibly be on the show Friends?
Yeah.
But I would have to go back in time.
Oh,
because they don't make new ones anymore,
yeah.
Do they?
It's just a break.
Oh, it's a break.
It's a
They're
break.
Coming
They'll
back.
Come back.
I didn't realize that.
No. Like, Emma's probably like 11 now, so Rachel could, you know, get away for work and, you know, like, she could, like, get, let the cameras back
I,
in.
I see. Emma's and, Rachel's daughter with Ross,
yes.
Did they have a daughter together?
Yes.
All right, because I only watched the first couple seasons.
Oh, okay. Well, they have a daughter together. Her name's Emma. She's so cute. She's such a cute baby. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like...
How many times
like, I would
have
totally
you...
be her auntie. But, and you know, Monica and Chandler with the twins, you know...
They
have to take a break. You know, they can't, like, let all
it's
the cameras
It's exhausting
in
to raise kids and make a show at the same time.
Yeah.
That makes
is.
Sense. How many times have you seen each season of Friends? Have you been through it more than once?
Well, you know, it's always the best, of course, was, you know, seeing it all happen in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, really getting to peer into their lives. You
yeah.
know, because, like... I mean, you know, like, I'm hanging out with them, you know? It's so great. And I love them. And so, you know, I just think that when you watch it again,
mm-hmm.
it's like
it's
you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's not
I'm
quite
that
as
way
exciting.
With Cheers. I mean, the only shows that, like, I revisit are Cheers. I watch Cheers constantly and Magnum P.I.
Oh, yeah.
Those
I don't
are
know
my
those
two.
People. Yeah.
You don't know Magnum P.I.?
No.
Oh, he's a really good detective. He lives in Hawaii.
Cool.
If you're in Hawaii and you have problems,
God, wait
you
a
just
minute.
Call Magnum.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
He dated Monica!
Yeah, there you go. That's the connection right there.
It was so heart-wrenching because he's so handsome. He was like, he's a handsome doctor. He was like her dream guy, you know? I mean, like, because I
Did
totally,
he have a stash on the show?
He totally had a stash. It was really cute because Chandler, like, kind of, like, grew a mustache to be like him. It was really, really cute. But they had to break up because, you know why? Because
he
didn't want
kids. It was too expensive to keep Tom Selleck on the show?
No.
Oh, you
no,
mean in
it's
the
because
in
he
the,
wanted
in
kids.
The story. Oh, he wanted kids.
I mean, she wanted kids.
But
Monica
he didn't.
Like she's always wanted to be a mom.
Well, he's much older.
Right.
It's
so
exhausting. Kids
had his
are
kids
exhausting.
So it was really heart-wrenching, but he was like a friend of her dad's and stuff, and so, you know, anyway,
that's awkward.
Her dad.
That's awkward.
It was really awkward. It was like they had trouble telling him and stuff, but anyway, she was like the Twinkie in the city, and it was really uncomfortable. It was awkward.
That's super awkward.
Okay, but you're an actor, right? Like
sure.
a real actor.
A
so,
real, yes, real.
So cool. Okay, so, like someday you could be on set. They call it on set, right? On
yeah,
set.
You
okay.
go. You could be on set, sure.
So,
you
okay.
you don't have to be an
but
actor to be on
something.
Set. I
you,
mean, just
I mean,
for the record, you can get on set. Especially sitcoms, you can go sit in the audience and watch the show. Technically, you're on set. And if you're in the crew, you can be on set. director.
I like to give them their space.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fair. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. I'm sure all actors know about Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah, sure. Joey. Yeah.
He's an actor. Days of Our Lives.
Uh-huh.
That performance. Epic, right?
Yeah. The thing I remember most about his acting was he was in, like, a porno, wasn't he? He was in a porno.
He wasn't in the porn part of the porn, but he was acting in a non-porn scene
in a porn.
I know, but, you know, that's not... He doesn't want that to haunt him.
No, there's nothing wrong.
But I wonder if that is why he got the butt double job.
He had a butt double job?
Yeah, Robert De Niro's butt double.
I didn't know that.
Well, anyway, so do you think you could ever be that good?
As good enough to be Robert De Niro's butt double?
No. As good as Joey Tribbiani. I mean...
No. I don't pretend to be that talented. He's a very good actor. Very good actor. And, I certainly couldn't be De Niro's butt double. You have to be really good to be De Niro's butt double. He's a legend.
Well, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Those are major pants to fill.
He was doing, like, the scene, like when he was, like, practicing with Rachel,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I might have fallen for him, too. I mean, it was, like...
Is that what happened? They were rehearsing, and then she fell for him?
It was, like, a quick thing. It was, like, they just kind of, like, you know how friends are. They kind of get into each other for a little while.
There was a lot of... The whole friends thing is, like, kind of got incestuous after a while. Well, they were just, like, trying... It was, like...
No, I mean, it wasn't, like, you know, like, STD cesspool or anything. I mean, it was
Obviously not, because they only slept with each other. And so that's a good... It's like a sex commune.
There's condoms, no disease.
I'm sure they did.
I mean...
I'm sure they did. Did they make a point of that on the show?
Well, yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
They did. Don't you...
I only watched the
Rachel
first couple
Rachel and Monica
seasons.
Had one condom left?
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how,
like, you, like, didn't get, like, how you live not being connected to, like, their story.
Well, I think it was just a timing thing for me. Because when they started Friends, I had just graduated college, and I was living in a shack in the back of an alleyway in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a little disillusioned with the show. I liked it because it's tight.
Well, look, it was like the first reality television
funny.
Show.
Yeah, no, it was the, you know, and it was new.
It was new.
But then I moved to LA and I sort of lost touch with the show because
it was something.
Transit. I didn't watch a lot
you
of
know,
TV.
I miss them and I look forward to like when they let us back in.
They'll be back.
That's gonna be
they'll
good.
Be back.
They'll be there for me.
They'll be back. Really, yeah. They're an ensemble. They were a great ensemble. And separately, they don't click as well with the rest of the world. It's like when
lingo?
Actors, instead of a show that's about one person and just focuses on one person, the ensemble is a whole group of characters
that
are together, and it's all about all of them, not
just
one.
They all got lots of time.
Exactly.
Yeah, they all got lots of time. Like, we got to know, you know, like, all their history.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So let me ask you this.
Sure.
Okay, because, and this is just kind of a girl thing, but you're an actor, and so, like, mm-hmm. you're around actresses, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, and they're kind of thin, right? You know, like,
well, it depends. I mean, I think in general, like, in Los Angeles, they're thin.
Pressure to be thin.
But there are character actresses who aren't as thin.
I think Monica's taken it a little too far. You know?
She's very skinny, but she's always been skinny.
No. In high school, she was fat.
Oh, right. Of course. In the show.
She was fat.
I don't think in reality...
Don't make fun of her.
I'm not making
okay,
fun of her.
No, because that was really hard for her.
Yeah.
She was always fat. And, of course, Rachel, being her best friend, who's like... gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I guess it was good she got the nose done, you know, I mean, gotta do what makes you happy, but
she looked all right in Leprechaun.
Anyway, I just
did
kinda...
you do you know she battled with a leprechaun, that Rachel?
Well, she well
that
she...
was when before she, her nose was changed.
Oh.
And there she went to a farm and had to battle a leprechaun.
Okay,
and then
well,
right
I'm,
after
I'm,
that,
I'm gonna have to look. I'm gonna
she
have
got
to look into that.
She got a pot of gold and then fixed her nose.
Because you know, like I know, like I guess it must have been like while Emma was, you know, little or whatever, because she did that thing, Picture Perfect, you know, and she
mm-hmm,
was
mm-hmm.
she wore that really cute green dress, not the green dress like from the episode where she went commando, not that,
not
dress,
that,
not
true.
That dress,
yeah,
because that was a hot
she
dress.
Went commando bit. In the show,
yeah.
Was did people
she
was
like
it like
invented commando,
I remember
what are you talking about?
I remember the episode with the guy with the shorts.
Oh, Yeah.
Who was also going commando, yeah, and they were, and it freaked everybody
that
out.
That was embarrassing. That but was she really didn't have awkward the same for everybody, problem don't for... you think?
It was. Yeah. But for her,
no, it was just, it wasn't she just awkward. Had to get ready, and, you know, it was the, you know, when Ross had his big night, and they were all getting ready, and
then she,
you know,
had to,
yeah,
go
so it was like, but, you know, so they.
Was there a Basic Instinct moment in the?
No,
there wasn't.
No. Sadly, for all.
So why? Know. What was the big deal about going commando if there was no Basic Instinct moment?
Just knowing that she, like, had no panty lines under that dress.
Oh, it, you know, and everybody, I mean, was like,
"She's hot." Yeah.
You
know.
Yeah. No, so, that's right. Understandable. I mean, yeah.
You know.
Heck,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, heck, if I was into girl, well, but that's oversharing. But again, like, yeah, it would be worth, because, you know, Monica's a little too skinny.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to say, like, if she's out there, if she's listening, Monica, like, it's okay. Like, I know it's hard. It's hard to lose all that weight.
Sure. Yeah.
So I understand, like, I can relate to her, you know?
Yeah, no, I can too.
Yeah.
I'm constantly having to lose weight.
Right. But
it's very easy for me to gain weight, I found, but not as easy to lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I find I can gain it, like, about 10 times faster than I can lose it.
What it takes me, when it takes me, like, 4 to 5 months to lose 10 pounds and about 2 weeks to gain it back.
Uh-huh, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a cruel fact of life.
Yeah. So is that, like, for your, you know, for your art, you have to...
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I'm on the fence about that, because sometimes I think if I really let myself go, mm-hmm. like, if, and I could be a funny fat guy, and then my career, maybe it would take off.
You know, Chandler gained a little weight for a while. I don't know if it was good for him. I don't think it worked.
Maybe not.
You know?
Yeah, maybe
he's
not.
He's a funny guy. He's funny. He's, like, funny all the time.
Yeah, some people look right, like Melissa McCarthy, you know, from that Bridesmaids movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She looks right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Round.
Yeah.
But other people don't, like, they look unhealthy. It's a weird thing. Different body
it's
types,
like, you
I
gotta
guess.
Find your thing.
You gotta find your place.
Yeah.
Your physical makeup, yes.
Well, okay, so a little more about the business. I wanna talk about something it's kind of serious.
Okay.
So, there was this time where, you know, Monica's a chef. Okay.
Right.
And
Ironic.
I know. Well, she
given
loves
that she doesn't eat
food. It's like how she could, you know, well, she probably, you know, eats when no one's looking. Anyway, not my business. All she has to do is make a meal for John Lovitz. John Lovitz went and visited her because he was going to give her a job? Okay.
I have no recollection of that.
Oh, well.
What happened?
He was high?
On what?
Weed.
Oh, just weed?
Yeah,
high?
He was high.
Not like meth high.
No. No.
All right. He was high on weed.
So he
had the munchies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
You're right.
And, I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, for an actor to be high on set.
Are you sure John Lovitz, the actor, was actually high?
Well,
I mean, I wouldn't put that
past John
Lovitz.
I mean, he was
eating
gummy bears and Cheerios instead of her meal. Who does that?
But that was happening in the show that you were watching.
Yeah.
That wasn't a behind-the-scenes thing. So that might have been the character he was playing. Was he called John Lovitz
Are
in the show?
Are you trying to
was
protect him?
No.
No, I think they
I'm trying
him
to clarify. Yeah, he had a
else.
Different... So I think you're right. Confusing reality. But you say it's a reality show, right? So I think that's, like, part of the confusion. Is I'm not 100% sure that Friends was a reality show. I think it might have been a scripted half-hour comedy, and you've mistaken it for reality. There's a pot. I'm not 100% sure.
I think you're high.
Because, I'm confusing myself, but I'm not high. I may have to get high to understand what I'm saying, but I think because you called him John Lovitz, but then you say they called him something else, I think maybe it was, Friends is a scripted show.
I thought it was just a nickname. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, I thought it was totally rude because he showed up stoned and completely unprofessional. I don't know.
That is, if he was stoned, it is unprofessional. But we live in a different time. Doug Benson is a huge comedian right now. You know, he's an alternative comedian, very popular. He has a podcast called Doug Loves Movies, and he is openly high all the time.
Hmm.
So would you call him unprofessional? Especially his bit is being high. So maybe if he wasn't high, that would be more unprofessional than if he
But maybe
is.
He's just acting high.
You make a solid point. You make a solid point. He's a really good actor, if that's the case.
Okay.
Because he seems like he's high all the time. He's very funny and very sharp, despite being high. Because I couldn't, like, if I was a comedian, I could not do what he does high all the time. Because when I get high, I'd like to...
You? Oh, my God. You.
What?
You get high?
It's occasionally.
Okay, well, I don't want to mess up your career.
It's medicinal. It's medicinal. Oh. I have a prescription for medicinal marijuana because I have ailments. So I only use it medicinally. Mm-hmm. It's not recreational.
Okay.
It's not for fun.
That's good. I feel
it's
better.
Not for fun.
No. Okay.
Just like back pills. You don't take back pills for fun.
No.
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 You would never take Vicodin just to have fun, would you? No.
No.
Of course
not. Actually, Vicodin gives me a headache.
Does it really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's ironic. It's supposed to kill your pain. Actually, what I found with Vicodin is that I take it and I don't give a shit about the pain that I'm in.
See, I'm thinking that's what Ross took when he fell at the funeral, when he fell into the grave.
He fell into
the
grave.
And his mom, and his mom gave him some pills that she took, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, was he loopy.
So,
you know, I think it was Vicodin. I'm pretty sure.
But he took Vicodin before he fell in the grave?
No, after.
So he was in pain because he fell into a grave, and then he took Vicodin.
Yeah.
And what happened as a result?
Well, he was laying on the floor, and Phoebe was trying to help him.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, because she's a massage therapist, you know.
Okay.
So, she was going to go into finance, but it was a whole thing about rhyming, and never mind.
Rhyming?
You gotta know.
How come
it's
you
fine.
Can't?
She's just this quirky friend.
How
you know,
come you
it's
can't
fine.
Go into finance? What is? How does rhyming prevent a career in finance?
Because she thought that at that time in her life that everything that she did had to rhyme. So she thought that she was going to go into stocks that she'd have to live in a box.
Oh.
And so never. It's
okay.
She's quirky. You just gotta love her.
Yeah, she's
you just
very
love
quirky.
Her, you know.
I thought like,
I
she
love
was.
All
a,
of them,
I thought she
you
was
know?
A singer or something.
Oh, yeah,
she?
Smelly Cat. Like,
Smelly Cat.
It was like a hit.
I remember
you know?
Smelly Cat.
I don't think they should have replaced her voice, but whatever. So, anyway, so
they
he said so he
her
felt
voice?
Well. Yeah, she did the music video and everything, and it was like this whole thing, and it got really big, and then she was listening, and she sounded so great, and then it turned out they had somebody else singing it. I was like,
oh, they pulled
kinda,
a Milli Vanilli on her
did.
Without
it
her even
hurt her
knowing.
Feelings. It kind of hurt her feelings.
That
but,
would
you know,
hurt.
Her friends were totally supportive. I mean, could they be more awesome?
No, they're great.
Yeah,
I wish I had friends like them. I had my voice replaced once.
I know. I
did a commercial, and I came up with an ad-lib, and they used the ad-lib that I made up that wasn't written to tag the commercial, to get the big laugh in the commercial, but they replaced my voice.
so I made up...
It's my own Smelly Cat story. Same thing, but I didn't have the crew of friends.
Oh, my God. You should meet Phoebe. You guys would have a lot in common.
Yeah. When that happened to me, my friends just laughed. They laughed at me. Thought it was hilarious.
Your friends suck.
Oh, they're terrible. They're awful people.
My friends are good people.
Your friends.
And really attractive.
You have attractive friends?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You don't have any ugly friends?
No.
They're all attractive. That's
no,
awesome.
No, you know, I mean, ugly is on the inside.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we live in Los Angeles. Usually when people say attractive, they're talking about outward appearances.
Like hot.
Yeah, not like inner beauty. They're usually talking about outward beauty.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true. So, in case you're worried or anything, Ross totally recovered. It was fine.
He did.
He was a little loopy from
the
meds, but he was totally fine.
But he came. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Great. Good for Ross.
And he didn't ruin Nana's funeral, so it was fine.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than ruining Nana's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you remember? when
you just snorted.
They had to like put the straws together to poke ugly naked guy to make sure he wasn't dead.
I remember ugly naked guy. I don't remember them poking him.
They had to like put all these straws together
to get from their
balcony.
All the way through
his window to poke him because he was sleeping so hard they thought maybe he was dead.
Did he wake up?
Yeah, he totally was fine. This is so
did
funny
he
though.
Did he realize that they were poking him with a straw or he just woke up and they pulled the straw out in time?
I think they got the.
Did the naked guy ever realize that they were looking at him naked?
Well, Ross met Naked Guy.
Oh.
Naked Guy was moving, mm-hmm. and Ross wanted his apartment. And so, because he's got a really great apartment.
Right, right.
And so everybody was, like, giving Ugly Naked Guy, like, baskets, and they sent all this stuff over to him because everybody wanted his apartment, because you know how, like, it is in New York. Which, sure, by the way, if you do the show, you're going to get to go to New York, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so, good. Okay, we'll talk about New York in a minute. So, because that coffee shop must just be awesome.
Are you sure they don't shoot Friends? I'm pretty sure they shot Friends in Los Angeles and just pretended they were in New York.
I mean, maybe sometimes, but the coffee shop, I mean, that's in New York.
I think it was a set. I think maybe they did some exteriors here and there that were in New York, but I think for the most part, it was shot in Los Angeles.
I mean, obviously, they live in New York, so...
Well,
anyway, let me just tell you about the apartment.
Again, I think we're confused scripted television, reality television, but that's okay.
So, what happened it's a really good story, okay? Because I wish you knew them better, because then you could just, like, totally relate.
I know, we lost touch after a couple seasons.
Ross sends he thinks, like, oh, I've really, like, totally sent the basket, right? And his basket's, like, yay big, and I'm talking, like, small basket, okay? And when he goes to Ugly Naked Guy's apartment to mm-hmm. talk to him, sure. there's, like, you know, giant baskets everywhere. It's hilarious. So his little basket. So what he realizes is that Naked Guy is just lonely, and so he really wants somebody to watch TV with. So Ross sits and watches TV naked with Ugly Naked Guy.
Oh.
And he gets the apartment.
Oh. Well, that
it's
way to
awesome.
Go.
Yeah, so that's
how was
why...
the naked TV watching? Was that awkward for Ross, or did he ultimately find out that he enjoyed
He just sucked it up.
Culture? Now, so Naked Guy was a nudist. That was his thing.
Yeah.
So he didn't have a problem. Because in New York, I feel like a lot of people will be naked in front of open windows with all their lights on and not really think about...
Kind of like on purpose.
...the idea. Well, I think sometimes it's exhibitionism, and other times it's just they're not thinking. Or they don't think for a second that somebody might be looking at them when they're naked.
Or they just like being looked at.
I think there's a little bit...
Some people just like being looked at.
But Naked Guy was clearly an exhibitionist.
He wanted, unaware, I think, you know.
Oh, he was
that,
more of the unaware type.
I think he was unaware. And I just don't think he would have cared.
But
I never really got to meet him, you know? They didn't really... He was more like third person, like they talked about him.
Right. So you didn't see Ross...
No.
...watching the TV with Naked Guy.
No, we just saw, you know, Monica and Rachel and everybody, like, saw him. Because they could see Ugly Naked Guy's apartment.
I see.
That's why he was able to see Monica and Chandler when they were having sex. Remember? And he was like, oh my God, what are you doing with his sister? Oh my God, it was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So he was in the Naked Guy's apartment when...
Yeah, well, it was his apartment now. It's his now. He lives there.
Oh, and Naked Guy left.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he saw his friends having sex. And his sister and his friend.
Well, you know, Monica and Chandler...
They all have. I get.
No,
I
no, Monica
get confused.
Jeremy.
They all,
did babies.
Any of them not sleep with each other?
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah.
I mean, not there was no gay relation.
No. Everybody thinks
it was all. Hetero.
Everybody thinks Chandler's gay because he's got a quality, but you know, whatever. no, but he's not. So no. Okay. So here's the deal.
Who didn't sleep with who? Because they.
Okay, Ross and Rachel slept together.
Right.
And Monica and Chandler slept together.
Uh huh.
And they're together.
But didn't Joey sleep with Rachel?
Joey only kissed Rachel.
Only kissed her?
Yes. They only made out because she couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
Yeah, I think. No. Yeah. Was that it? Yeah. Oh, was it with Ross? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to go back.
That's awful when you try to make out with someone and they can't stop laughing.
Yeah. Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Have you ever done a sex scene as an actor?
No.
Would you?
I've been in... Sure. I've been in post-coital scenes, but not...
So did you have to, you know...
What? I don't know what that clicking noise means. You clicked and you pointed. What does that mean? Are you saying that I had to have sex first?
Yeah.
No. As it turns out, and I'm not really a method guy, but... And I'm not saying I wouldn't have. But
I could never be an actor.
But I did. I did not. I had a post-coital scene in an indie movie with Dee Wallace. You know Dee Wallace?
I do know that name.
From E.T.
Oh! It's
Elliot's okay. mom in E.T.
Wow.
So.
Does she believe in aliens?
No. No. She is very spiritual.
Well, you would be after an experience like that. Cause.
Well, again, I think you're confusing. E.T. is a fictional. It's science fiction. It's not. Didn't really happen. There was no E.T.
I know it didn't happen exactly like that. I mean, they got to make it, you know. You gotta compress it to 2 hours. Of course, it's fiction, duh. And it's science.
Yeah, so, she yeah. didn't believe in space aliens, to my knowledge. But we didn't. We were in bed together as if we did.
She hot?
Have sex? I think so.
Yeah.
But we didn't actually.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you feel close to her now?
I do. We spent a lot of time. It wasn't just because of that, but we spent a lot of time together. So. We got on famously. We had a good time.
I bet you did.
Working together. No, it's not like you're getting confused again. But, yeah, we didn't, yeah, there was no physical relationship. It was purely.
Okay.
Professional.
Whatever. Whatever you say. So.
I had another post-coital scene that was after a threesome, so that was pretty good.
Wow.
Two women. Let me just... It was two women and me.
Wow.
But, you know, I was...
And you filmed it?
Well, we didn't film... This year, like, it was just after... They filmed us in bed at... Like, the idea was after...
That's hot.
The threesome happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. After threesomes.
Was it awkward?
A little bit. Yeah, actually. Yeah. Because the director...
So could you do that? Could you, like, you know...
Could I...
With two women?
Could I? I'm sure I could. I don't know. I might get nervous.
I bet every guy thinks he could.
Yeah, well, it's not... No, it's not that easy. There's performance anxiety and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that you could be intimidating. And you're one guy and there's two women. You're sort of outnumbered.
Well, you know, Rachel says it's not that common. And...
What's not that common?
Well, you know.
Three ways with two women and a man? No. I mean... It's not as common as...
Performance anxiety.
Oh, performance anxiety is not that common.
It's not that common, and it is a big deal. Ah, she said it in a fight. She didn't really mean it. It's fine. Don't worry, guys. It's all good. She's just, you know, angry.
So someone had... Who had performance anxiety?
Well, I don't want to talk about him behind his back.
Well,
it was Ross. They were in a
fight.
Oh,
Ross.
Yeah, so...
And
yeah.
And how often did he have performance anxiety?
Oh, I don't know. I think she was just being surly.
Was it performing... I
no,
want to be clear.
Was it a threesome? See anybody have sex?
Was it a threesome
no,
that he
no,
had?
No,
performed?
No, no, no. Threesome just... is your deal. You're the one that has threesomes.
only in a post-coital way, which doesn't. I know it doesn't make sense to you because you have blurred the lines between fiction and reality. But yeah, that's
yeah. Well, Ross did have a threesome with Carol and Susan.
He did.
Yeah. Well, that's
did he have performance anxiety there?
Well, he was just kind of left out.
Because, that's a common thing that happens
because Carol's a lesbian. And so they were trying to spice
that's
up
his
their
old
marriage.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
His wife.
It was tragic, you know? Like, he was married and he was in love. And, you know, Carol, like, their sex life was kind of going, you know? And this is, you know, this can happen, right? And so she said, you know, he was like, maybe we could spice up our life. And then she said, okay, well, how about a threesome? And she had like a whole list of chicks that she would invite. And then Susan came over and they had such a good time that really she ended up leaving him for Susan. So it was kind of sad. But
it is kind of sad. It's
but
the danger
Susan
of
is
the
totally in Ben's life. Ben is their son together. And she's totally in Ben's life. And she's like a really good, like, you know, second mom. So
sure. Well,
Ben just has a lot
great.
Of love around him. Yeah. It's great. Because, you know, like these friends, I mean, it's like he's got like the most bitchin' aunts and uncles and everything. It's like awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I was Ben or Emma.
And they have nice apartments.
Kind of big, right?
Huge.
Especially for New York. Well, you know, that was her grandma's apartment. That's the only reason she has it.
That was one of my misgivings about the friends
is I didn't understand how they could afford the places they lived in.
Well, like, because I worked, it was rent control because her grandma, it was Nana's apartment, and Monica.
Oh, is
like,
that what
yeah,
it was?
Monica,
but then,
took it
then
over
they
from...
had one where both of them rent control, and Naked Guys was
sure,
rent control.
There's a lot of rent control in New York.
Because
sure.
Ross was a paleontologist, right?
Yeah, he was a doctor.
There can't be a lot of money in paleontology.
Well, he's a professor.
Yeah, there's not a lot of money in dinosaur research. Is there?
Well,
I mean, you have to get grants.
His parents are very proud of him, so, I mean...
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, to dig up bones.
I mean, what if you were Dr. Todd Robert Anderson?
I'm sure my parents would be a lot happier.
So, there you go.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah. I probably would be, too, because I'd have more money.
Mm.
I like money.
Yeah,
money's... I'm really into money.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
No. Money's good. It's just energy.
Energy?
It's just quantified energy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, explain that to me.
Money, it's just quantified energy.
I thought it was like paper.
Okay, no. It's like I do something, you know, like I work at a coffee shop, right?
Sure, yeah.
And then like I bring you coffee and you give me a tip, okay?
Uh-huh.
And like you worked for that tip, you put energy in, you turned your time into that dollar bill
mm-hmm.
and gave it to me for my energy that I gave you serving you coffee.
That's a cool way of looking at money.
It's just quantified energy.
Okay.
And there's no lack of energy in the world.
Well, it seems like in these times of recession, with the shrinking middle class, like, why is all the energy going into, like, certain pockets?
I don't know. I'm not the Dalai Lama. I don't know.
Dalai Lama can fix our financial problems?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's okay to like money. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love money.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So I guess I love quantifiable energy.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, if you want to say it that way, whatever. You know, I probably learned that from Phoebe or something.
You learn a lot from the Friends.
Well, I mean, they're good people.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, so how much more time do you have?
Oh, I have all the time in the world.
No, I mean like for this.
Like, I could stay for another half hour.
Oh.
Or less. You know, it's up to you.
Like, you don't have,
it's
like, a
show.
Set to go to or something? Like, lines to practice? Do you have any lines to practice? Can I help you?
I have lots of lines to practice, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, what's the last gig? Do you call it a gig? Like,
sure, that's a good
that
way. I like saying
like,
it like
what's
that.
What's the last
then I
gig
feel like a rock star.
Did. Yeah.
I did a voiceover.
So it's just talking.
Radio commercial. Yeah, it's just talking.
Okay. For those of you out there that don't know, voiceover is when you go and you record, like you hear the commercials on the radio. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I did. A radio commercial.
Cool.
For a fast food chain.
Nice.
Yeah, I love fast food.
Yeah, fast food loves you.
Yeah.
But that's how you gain.
Wait.
10 pounds,
yes,
right, in two
right
weeks after
away.
Spending a month losing. See, we come back around here.
Yeah, you bring it all together.
Everything comes back together, yes. Okay, so, what would be your ultimate,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, if I were an actor, which could not be an actor, okay?
You can't be an actor?
No.
You
no.
do have perform. So, do you not like getting in front of people?
I just like talking to actors. I mean, this is like really exciting for me. This is like really. Okay, so if I were an actor, I would want to be a Friend. I mean, that'd be like being a Beatle, you know?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You know, like going and getting to be on set with them and stuff, you know, like Alec Baldwin. I mean, you know Alec Baldwin, right?
Sure,
I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's on 30 Rock.
Yeah, he dated Phoebe.
He did?
He did. And you know what? You know what's interesting about that? Is that he. I think he was so excited uh-huh. to be around the Friends, he couldn't contain himself. He was just like, he was so, like he just couldn't contain himself. He was just so happy and he was so excited about everything. He just couldn't get over anything. I mean, Phoebe had to break up with him. He was just too happy.
Because he was happy?
He was too happy.
Oh, that's...
And I think it was honestly, he was just too excited to be there.
He was just too excited to be among the Friends?
Yeah. It's like, you know. It's like the girls screaming at the Beatles, you know, like when you see that, like that.
Uh-huh. Do people have that reaction to the Friends? Like the same?
Well, sure.
Same level of screaming? Do they Friends have groupies and whatnot?
I don't think you're clear.
What am I not clear on?
Just like,
clarify
they're really
for
well
me.
Loved, okay? They're like really good friends. friends. It's really moving. I'll be there for you because you're there for me too. It's like a whole thing, and they just love each other. It's really inspiring.
And they sleep with each other.
They take care of each other's needs. You know how like. No, that's not true. They have not all slept together.
Did they ever have like group sex?
So. No, it's not like that.
But so they just, I don't know.
No. Like they've crushed on each other. Of course they have. They've all crushed on each other.
But like, there was never like an orgy, friends orgy.
No. Why are you trying to say that?
I'm asking questions. You seem upset about that line of questioning. Am I tarnishing?
They're good people, and they just love each other.
That people who have orgies are bad? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, no, that's totally their business.
Well, it's okay. You know a lot. I just asked if they...
But that's not how it is for them, okay?
No, they just trade each other around. They just rotate around.
No, they have crushed on each other, okay? Like, Ross and Rachel dated. It was a serious relationship. I know they were on a break when he fucked the copy girl. I get a little upset about it.
Copy girl?
They got through it.
Wait, Ross had sex with the copy... What's a copy girl? Like someone who works at Kinko's or something?
Yes.
Oh. How old was she?
Well, no. I mean, she was just like cute chick that worked at the cop... Look, they were on a break and he was hurting and he was drunk and he saw her and then she was not going to find out, but then... She worked with this guy who was like the brother of this massage therapist who knew Phoebe and then she knew... And then it turns out that her roommate was Gunther, who I'm sure works for the CIA or something.
Gunther?
Gunther, you know, the barista.
Yeah. He's a barista anyway, at the coffee?
Yes, and he totally is in love with Rachel.
What's the name of the place? The Coffee Clatch? What's the name of the place?
Central Perk.
Central Perk. Because of New York and Central Park.
Exactly. Have you ever been there?
To Central Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it big?
It's pretty big. Cool. Yeah. It's kind of scary at night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Phoebe and Rachel went running in Central Park? It's really... Never mind. They just were running and Phoebe just can't run. Anyway, it's fine. I just want to be clear about Phoebe this. Ross is not a bad guy, okay?
No, he's not. But he's a little needy.
He was upset and he slept with her and then she found out because of Gunther, because Gunther loves her and... They went through this whole thing, and that's why they broke up and they got back together. But they're together now, and they have Emma.
Well, that's great. So they worked it out.
Yeah, so they slept together. Rachel okay, so I just want to clarify.
Because they had a very tumultuous relationship.
Yes, but they've always loved each other, always. And so then there's, Phoebe, you know, and Mike got married, which, you know, was awesome in the snow. I so wanted to go to that wedding. Oh, so cool. And Monica and Chandler are together. Okay, so Joey has not... slept with any Monica or Rachel, or I mean that I know of. I mean that anybody knows of. I mean, of course, you never know, right? But I mean,
he didn't sleep with Rachel. I thought he
no,
slept.
They just made out.
Just
yes, because they kind of started to fall for each other. He was sort of and like she was doing the scene thing, and he's such an amazing actor that like, I mean, he totally would have seduced me. I would have been done.
You love Joey. He's dreamy.
Well, I mean, as Dr. Drake Ramore, he's like...
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the brightest bulb,
That's all I can
though.
Say. Whatever.
I mean, Joey doesn't seem... He's kind of...
He's an artist. I mean, he's like a true craftsman, you know?
Yeah, but I don't... I mean, what I'm saying is Joey seemed a little dim-witted.
Yeah, he's funny that way.
But that
he's
doesn't...
funny guy.
I mean, like... You think all creative artist types are a little dim-witted? Is that what you're
suggesting? No. I'm just saying that's... I just think... No. There's some very smart... like architects.
Sure. Yeah, architects. They're very smart. And artistic. So you're saying that actors are kind of dumb. Because that's the artist that Joey was.
I love actors. I'm not saying you're dumb, okay? Like, don't take this personally. It's not that. I'm just saying that he might come off kind of dim-witted because he's just, he just, like, focuses on acting.
I don't think that that's fair to say that if you focus on acting, you're dim-witted.
No, I didn't say that. He said he might appear to be dim-witted. I don't think he's really dim-witted.
Oh, you think he's actually intelligent?
Well, yeah. How can you be a good actor without being intelligent?
Well, you can. I mean, there's been good actors who aren't very intelligent, I guess. But I think the... So you think Joey's a really good actor. That's... Are you sure he was a good actor? Because I thought...
Could you be more frustrating?
Yes.
I mean...
The answer to that is yes.
He's a good actor, okay? Let's just drop it.
All right. Fine. Fine. He was on Days of Our Lives.
So do you want to do, like, some word association?
Sure, yeah. It's a psychological... Friends-related psychological test. Okay.
Okay. I think, you know, because I'm getting a little emotional. I think we should do this and then maybe...
All right. Well, yeah. And, okay. Fair enough.
Okay. I just want to be in my happy place. I'll be there.
It's easy. You. It seems very easy to push you out of your happy place. I want you to know you seem very fragile. Because if I suggest anything that's not shiny, happy, you know, I'm trying to get into the friends and understand them a little bit more. I think human beings are more complicated than happiness all the time. And every time I bring up maybe the character flaws, you get a little bit defensive.
No, they went through some sad things.
Sure, yeah.
Breakups and
losing
jobs and stuff. They went through a lot. They were sad.
No, I know. I'm not talking about sadness versus happiness. I'm talking more about character flaws that I was trying to get to that might explain their incestuous couple swapping thing.
Bringing that into it, and I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Ross and Rachel slept together, and they're together now.
Uh-huh.
And Monica and Chandler slept together and got married.
Didn't Monica and Joey sleep together?
No. She invited him in for lemonade once.
Well, what does that mean?
Nothing happened.
But she wanted something to happen.
Well, you know, he was the new hot guy. I mean, he wasn't like her friend yet, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
was just like when they first met.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was like one of those, you know, she was thinking.
Flashback episodes?
I guess so.
So you understand, too, that you can't, if it's a reality TV show, you're not really going to have flashbacks. That's a...
Well, you know, they could do like a reenactment.
Sure. Yeah. It was a reenactment. That's what it was. All right.
Okay, so let's do some word association.
Word association. Okay. All right.
Coffee.
Central Perk. There you go.
Paleontology.
Ross.
Sandwiches.
Monica?
Maybe.
What? Is there a right answer to these things?
No. Of course not.
I don't know anything. What's the sandwich thing on the show?
I didn't say it had to be about the show.
You made your very specific reaction to my...
Well, okay, you're an actor. You don't have to respond to my reaction.
You're supposed to be free association, right?
Yes, free association. Free association.
But I have to stick to the world of friends with the associations, right?
Or
is it anything?
No, just because I might be happier when you do, it doesn't mean that you have to.
I feel like your happiness is too contingent on the whole friends universe.
Don't be so judgy.
I'm not judgy. I'm concerned about you. I feel like there might be trouble because you could crack at any moment if your friends universe, if too many holes are bored into your friends thing, you're going to go. I'm going to be taking you to the hospital.
Well, I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried about me. So, you know.
All right.
Okay. Word association. All right. Okay. Pictionary.
Game time.
Wonder Mop.
Invention.
Monkey.
Ross. He had a monkey, right?
I guess so.
Why? All right. Go.
Denise Richards.
James Bond.
Ralph Lauren.
Clothing.
Stunt Butt.
Robert De Niro.
Pivot.
What? Pivot?
Pivot.
I don't... Turning?
Sponge-worthy.
Square pants.
Commando.
Rachel.
Data processing.
Chandler Bing.
I love you. Twins.
Monica and...
Twins.
Monica.
Manana.
Grave.
Lobster.
Bisque.
Transponster.
Transponster. Electricity.
London.
Bridge.
American Bandstand.
Dick Clark.
Oh my God.
Lisa, Smelly Cat Lady.
Elevator Shaft.
Was there a pro?
Free Association.
Going down.
And finally, Closure.
Series finale. How'd I do?
Well, you did fantastic. I mean, there's no right answer.
Well, it seemed like sometimes I was giving the wrong answer.
Look, I can't help it if sometimes I'm happier than others. I just, you know, I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve.
Sure. Yeah. You know? That's a way of putting it.
It's just the way it is.
I mean, I feel like there's a sort of manic side to your friend's obsession that might be indicative of a larger...
It's not an obsession any more than, like, following football. I mean, I like football, too.
Oh, you follow football?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can talk about that next time.
All right.
You know, when I do a show on football.
On football.
You can come back.
I would love to.
Okay. All right. And I'll wear, you know, my purple pants for the Ravens.
Oh, you're a Ravens.
Well, yeah, I just want to, you know.
Or you just like the purple pants.
I just like John. Sorry, but that's another story.
I don't know. I don't know anything about football, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, John and Jim Harbaugh, brothers, both in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Jim Harbaugh, San Francisco 49ers, John Harbaugh, Ravens.
And you like John.
Well, yeah, he's a cutie. So.
Not so much his brother, though.
Not as cute, no. Eyes are a little close set for me.
Really?
But I'm not judging.
You have, you're not judging, but yet no. You are judging. I mean, your taste is eyes that aren't close set.
We all have
the more evolved looking brother. That's
he's just hotter.
That's just yeah, but you're basing that on physicality. And before you said that beauty was about.
Well, I haven't met the guy. I mean, he's on television.
Well, then how do you know he's attractive? If you haven't met him,
I only know he's attractive by how he looks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But before
and
you
how
said,
he kind of commands the team. He's really commanding. He's like a leader.
you like the alpha male.
Sure.
You like the bossy guys. Yeah, that's
okay.
Cool.
Okay, so this show is sort of changing, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with you and the friends and football. That's
well,
all.
I just want to wish you luck in your career.
Oh, thank
I
you.
I hope. I mean, I know it might not be your dream, but I hope for your sake, because I think it would be amazing if you got to be on Friends.
I will look forward to them doing their reunion special, and I'll try to get on the show when they do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. And just so you know, Spongeworthy, Seinfeld. Sorry.
Oh, it was
just
a trick.
Testing.
This is bullshit.
I just want to hear the song.
Are you gonna play the Friends song? Oh, you do the dance.
It's just so good.